Thank you for joining me today on Notables, where we talk all things and anything related to culture, life, and business. I'm Kim, an assortment of thoughts, interests, and delights. It's my first podcast today, and since you're also joining me for the very first time, welcome again to Notables. My format is pretty simple. Each day of the week will represent a theme. They range from mindful Mondays to soulful Sundays, with a little bit of things sprinkled in between. Notables will be a mixture of inspiration, music, the funnies, and, of course, whatever you like. So let's get started. It's Monday, everyone! Yes, I know, it's the beginning of the week. Most people are dreading it. It's the beginning of your work week, your school week, whatever type of week you have to get through. But you know what? It's not just any kind of Monday. On Notables, it's Mindful Monday. So I want to know, what exactly are you doing differently today than any other day to be mindful? Send me some posts, send me some messages, hit me up on Facebook. I'm at Notables Podcast. I want to know, what are you doing differently to be more mindful of? And I want to talk about a little article I came across about a guy who started a somewhat different business. It's different. It's not retail. It's definitely a service. And I'm sure it's a service you'd truly like. I'd never heard of it up until today. Maybe some of you have, but I hadn't. He started a professional line sitting company. How it's not necessarily innovative, but still. There's going to be more on that to come. And then I'm throwing in a little music mix to put you in a mood to get you through your day. And I just want to energize your soul. So I came across this article entitled How One Man Earns Up to $1,000 a Week by Standing in Line. I saw it on businessinsider.com, and this guy, his name is Robert Samuel. I'm looking at his picture. He's sitting out in the snow on a line with gloves, a down jacket, umbrella. It's cold outside, and he's on the line smiling. No one else is. And he started a company called Same Old Line Dudes. Same Old Line Dudes. Basically Sold Inc. And he will wait for you. He's a professional line sitter. He waits on anything, for anything, on anything. And he charges $25 for the first hour and $10 for each additional hour. And Robert says he can make up to $1,000, which is pretty good for doing absolutely nothing. So how exactly does one start a professional line sitting business? I mean, who comes up with the idea to become a professional line sitter? I suppose those people who wait online for hours and days for a pair of sneakers or a cell phone will probably have thought about it. I know I've never thought about it because I'm not waiting on any line for any cell phone or any pair of shoes. Not me. But either way, he did it. He came up with the business. How he got into it, he lost his job 2 years ago as an AT&T sales rep, and he needed some extra cash. So right when the iPhone 5 was coming out, he put an ad on Craigslist basically saying he would be offering his line sitting services for $100. And guess what? Someone snatched it up. But then apparently, hours before he was able to actually get the iPhone, while he was waiting in line, the person who, you know, ordered his service canceled on him, but still decided to pay him. And, you know, he didn't have to sit on the line anymore, but a smart business person, he didn't just get up out of his seat and say, okay, I sat here for a couple hours, I'm just going to get up and go because I've already been paid. He found a way to capitalize on it again and decided to resell his spot. And apparently, by 8 o'clock the next day, after 19 hours of waiting, guess what? He made $325 just from selling his spot. Now, who makes $325 for doing absolutely nothing? He did nothing. He didn't have to think. He didn't have, you know, standing, sitting, breathing, all of those are involuntary movements. He did nothing. So let me see. He even started selling milk crates for people to sit on for $5 a piece for people who were tired of standing. And you know what? He got profitable. So he started his company, Sold, in December of 2012. It's not his full-time job, but you know what? He has a profitable side hustle. How cool is that? I think that's really great. But check this out. His side hustle, he has employees. His friends, they say they're chipping in to help, but, you know, they've basically turned into his employees. So whenever Samuel gets a new customer, he sends out a mass text to his friends to see who wants to get the job. Samuel really does make some money off of this. I don't think I could pay someone $800 to wait in line. No. For example, his friend turned employee basically waited in line for 43 hours just for someone to get on to the Shark Tank audition. They made $800. I know most people trying to get on Shark Tank need the money. They're not just trying to give out $800, but I suppose if you really think you're going to win, $800 is nothing. There's also another example where someone stood in line. Well, he stood in line for someone for a cronut. If you don't know about cronuts, they're pretty popular in New York. They're $5. They're basically like a croissant / donut, but don't persecute me. Don't crucify me if I described it wrong. It's a croissant / donut all in one. And people are waiting in line for hours just for this $5 cronut. And he makes about $240 a week. I suppose if you're going to pay someone $60 just, you know, for some cronuts, you're probably not buying just one. But I thought there's like a threshold, like a cap for how many cronuts you can buy. But either way, $60 to $240, that's some money just waiting in line for a $5 pastry. You would think that Samuel is using all types of marketing strategies just to get his clients, but he's not. He's keeping it pretty basic, very grassroots, very guerrilla-like. When he's not hired to wait in line, he still goes out and hands out flyers and approaches people and asks them if they're hot or tired and basically say, hey, listen, I know you've been standing in line for 25 hours. I know you're tired, you're hungry, you're probably hot or extremely cold. Guess what? I'll make life easy for you. I'll do it for you. Just give me like $10 an hour and I'll do it. And guess what? He says that most of his clients, they're not rich. They're everyday people, customers who just can't get out of work or someone who doesn't want to stand in the cold. So, you know, I guess it works. Whatever works. I want your feedback on this. I think it's a really good idea, really great company idea. And obviously it's making him some money. Just now, actually, someone messaged me and said that line sitting is nothing new. People post on Craigslist all the time. But I think what sets Samuel apart is that he started a legitimate company off of it. It's not just Robert Samuel posting as an individual, just trying to get some jobs here and there. He has an actual company with employees. And he advertises and markets not only on Craigslist. He uses social media. He goes out online, hands out flyers. He does what he has to do, and he's making money. So I want your feedback on this. Tell me, have you done anything as creative as this to make some side hustle money? Give me your feedback. Have you ever seen Robert Samuel yourself? Have you utilized his services? I want to hear from you. You're now listening to Blossom by Sam Felt and De Hoffner. Welcome back. It is still Mindful Monday, and I hope you haven't forgotten already. I'm sitting here thinking, what is it exactly that I need to be more mindful of? And I know what it is. You ever heard of resting bitch face? No. I don't suffer from that. But just as an example, I know I'm one of those people who can't hide how they feel. If I'm angry or disappointed, it shows on my face. If I'm happy, you'll definitely know it. There's no hiding it with me. However, typically when, you know, I'm in some type of sour mood, I show no care for the other person's feeling. Not intentionally, but I'm just so caught up and wrapped up in everything that I'm feeling. And, you know, what I definitely know about myself is that I have no problem acknowledging how I feel. However, I need to be more mindful of how others feel as a result, because I've been in situations, I've been told many times that without saying words, without mentioning anything, I can make a person feel very uncomfortable. It's not my intention. I've never intentionally tried to make someone feel uncomfortable. I'm just not that type of person. You know, I'm very friendly, pretty outgoing once you get to know me, but it's something that I've made a note of in the past, something that I always actively work on. Because what did Maya Angelou say? What did she say? She said, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but they will never, ever forget how you made them feel. And that's something that I always think about. I don't want anyone who's ever dealt with me or interacted with me to walk away feeling in any way disappointed, negative, dismissed, ignored because of whatever it is that I may be potentially going through. But that's my Mindful Monday. That's what I'm doing today. I'm taking it through the whole week. I'm making sure that no matter what mood that I'm in, I'm not saying I'm going to suppress my feelings, but I'm not going to take it out on the other person. I'll be mindful to not always let it show on my face. People don't always have to know what you're feeling or what you're going through. So what about you? What are you going to be mindful about? And now I'm coming to the close of my very first podcast. And for my first few listeners, I want to thank you for joining me. It means a lot to me. Even if you weren't here, I'm still having fun doing this. But on each show, I want to end with a closing quote or closing comments. And today, I just want you to always remember to respond, don't react, listen, don't talk, think, don't assume. If you are mindful of all these things, you won't overreact, you won't overtalk, and you won't make yourself look like an ass. Just be mindful of how you respond and react to, not react, respond to life's events. It's Mindful Mondays on Notables, and I thank you for joining me. See you on Gratitude Tuesday!